Doors leading to the courts. Now I tell you how I feel. Sharpening my sword, I've been prepping for the guild. Hit me with the pain, begging for the don't. Living for the day, I'm rocking like a pro. And some of us show us a low. Killing one try, I will not blow. I've been on a grind, prepping my mind, on a long climb for the sunshine. Some of us share a silo, giving one fear, I will not blow. I've been on a grind, prepping my mind, on a long climb for the sunshine.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. And that music you're hearing is the sound of Love Stroke, featuring my first guest today, Ben Love. Hi, Ben. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I really enjoyed that first tune. Would you please introduce yourself for our audience and maybe tell us about what you're just playing?
Yeah, I'm Ben Love. My artist name is Love Stroke. And you're hearing the title track off of my first EP, Like a Pro, which released in January, and the second one comes out in 2 days.
We're going to talk all about that. How did you become a musician?
My mom made me take cello lessons as like a third grader, and kind of just evolved from there.
Tell me about the name Love Stroke. Obviously, Ben Love. Love is your last name.
I don't know. I guess it describes the feeling I get when I make music, and the choice of that is just to... Choice of the name, I guess, is because I envision it being a full band, and right now the live band has 2 members when we're in the lower 48. The drummer was in Portland.
How would you describe your style and some of your influences?
This style ranges from anything from folk rock to funk to alternative hip hop, influenced heavily by like Notorious B.I.G., Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana. And electronic dance music.
That's a lot. I have to say that you and your guitar sound a lot different than some of the stuff I've heard on your first EP that, you know, can be found on Spotify or wherever you get your music. And also where I first, different still from when I saw you perform live at Folk Festival, the one and only time I've seen you perform live. So it's clear you have quite the range.
Yeah, I'm trying to pioneer a gunk sound, as I call it.
Say more about gunk sound.
Just a little bit of everything.
So what's your connection to Alaska and to Juneau?
Moved to Juneau 3 years ago, right before the pandemic. Mm. And I fell in love immediately, and finally feels like home in the last couple of months, I guess. It really just felt like home.
What was your expectation versus the reality of, one, moving to a new city, two, having a pandemic hit, and three, trying to make it on the scene as a musician?
I really didn't have any expectations other than just keep playing music and eventually release some stuff. And I mean, I lived here for like 2 years before I released anything. But the scene has been pretty welcoming. Everyone I've met, it's been nice.
Yeah. What was, so like I said, the first time I ever saw you perform live was this past April on the main stage at the Alaska Folk Festival. How did that come about, and what was that experience like for you?
Just some friends told me I should apply to play at it, and I didn't really see myself as a folk artist, but there I was telling some stories on stage through music, and just had a blast. I played like 5 songs, which, yeah, was a lot of fun.
Totally. I was watching your set, and I was like, who's this guy? I'd never seen you before. You were kind of late on a Monday night.
Yeah.
And I really felt like you kind of revived the crowd a little bit. Like, I think people, you really seemed engaged with the crowd, and the crowd seemed engaged with you. And I know that's not easy for, not easy in general, and especially when you only have 15 minutes and on the main stage at Folk Festival.
Yeah, that performance really was a turning point for me. It was when I kind of started to tell stories on stage and translated, I guess, to the last couple months beyond playing live.
What kind of stories do you like to incorporate into your music performances?
I mean, on tour, we got a drum set while we were living in a car, two dudes living in a car. We bought a drum set that we had to store with us. So stories like that, walking across the U.S. I walked from like Mexico to Canada a few years ago, car camping, living out of a van, stuff like that.
Wow. Two guys in a car with a drum kit. I guess you had to be pretty up close and personal with each other, huh?
Yeah, we met one time before that. So we got really close over like 18 days.
Did it go okay?
It was great. We're like planning the next one already.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that story had a happy ending. And I also know that you have played and you have recorded in some pretty unique locations around Juneau, particularly that outdoor stage.
Yeah.
Say more about that.
Well, in early this spring, I recorded some songs inside the Mendenhall. I called that like the Inside the Blues EP. It's a live guitar lately EP. Recorded there, recorded on the beach, recorded up on the mountaintops, kind of anywhere that I envision, I guess.
Wow. So you recorded inside one of the ice caves at the glacier?
Yeah, luckily it didn't collapse on me.
Yes, that is lucky. Well, what were the acoustics like?
It was a lot more reverb, but also like a little more of a controlled reverb. It was a weird sound that I hadn't heard before.
Will that be on your new EP?
No, that one's on YouTube already, though. There's three songs on my YouTube of that. It's just
great.
Just live recording a guitar and me.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we'll talk more about how folks can go and check that out. But first, you do have a new EP. It's coming out in just a couple of days, Friday, right?
Correct, yeah, Encephal Wealth.
Yeah. Let's get into it. What's the meaning behind the name of the EP?
It's kind of just where I finally found my happiness while I was writing that album. I use music as music therapy to avoid depression. And making that record brought a lot of happiness, and I felt like I finally felt rewarded as a musician, I guess, and felt like I finally had earned my place.
How did you discover that music was your therapy?
Tosh Sultana. Heard about Tosh.
Great answer.
Yeah, heard about Tosh using that to come over some stuff. I knew I was going to get it after the Pacific Crest. So after I did that long hike, I got post-trail depression and knew I was going to get it because it's common, and just used music as therapy to overcome that.
Can you say more about post-trail depression? I bet some of our listeners have some experiences with that.
It's basically just like the feeling of you're going from having absolutely no obligations other than walking however many miles a day, getting food, and sleeping. You're going from those obligations to having to enter the real world again, and it's kind of overwhelming just realizing the weight of everything and what you got to do to be normal in society. And it's hard to, you feel very left out from society in a lot of ways and try to, you know, it's hard to overcome, I guess, but yeah, music helps.
Gotcha. Yeah, it almost seems like it could be a sort of a form of culture shock.
Exactly. Total culture shock. Yeah.
Did you have tunes with you when you were hiking?
Yeah, I listened to a lot of Notorious B.I.G. and then EDM, just dance music. Hmm. High BPMs to walk fast before.
Smart. Well, I want to hear some more. I want to hear a little preview of your new EP. So what are we going to hear next?
This next one is called At EOD. At the end of the day, you might be crazy.
All right, here we go. At EOD from Love Stroke.
Lost it. in this maze. You may be crazy, you may be crazy, you may be crazy lately, what do I say? Yeah, 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 you may be crazy, you may be crazy, you may be crazy at the end of the day.
That's At the EOD from my guest, Ben Love, Love Stroke. So yeah, that's pretty different from like the little folksy song, folksy sort of style song you play when it's just you and your guitar. But I can kind of hear some of those other influences that you were mentioning in there. So tell me a little bit more about this EP. What were some specific personal experiences that you drew from?
This EP is, I wanted to set the expectation for potential fans that it's not going to sound the same from record to record. So the first EP was more of like punk rock crossed with hip hop. And this one is more of like EDM, less guitar stuff. Just trying to set up expectations to expect change in art. And I recorded it all in my bedroom, just mostly in like a 2 week span, 1 week at a time. Just while finishing stuff. And actually, this one I finished right when I was about to move into my car for the summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What are you planning for the release on Friday?
I've been focused on videos, I guess, and just going to hang out with some friends probably and just kind of relax for a day. I've been working nonstop for the last couple months, so yeah.
Time to kick back and celebrate.
Just for a day, and then I got to get back to the chopping board.
Well, it's very it seems like you're very connected to the outdoors, just based on what we've been talking about today and some of the videos that I've seen, which are very cool. But what have you learned about that connection during your time here in Alaska?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, I have a mountain right outside my house. So I can walk to the top of the mountain straight from my house. I can see mountain goats. It's the most connected you can be, really, just out in it.
You've seen quite a bit of the state since you've been here, too.
Decent amount, yeah. I hitchhiked the whole Kenai. I've driven most of the road system. And, yeah, it's great.
Do you have, are any of your songs specifically written about those experiences?
I have a song called Rain Cloud. It's all about when you're stuck inside for 8 days during a storm and haven't seen the sun.
Well, we know that feeling all too well.
Yeah, I have two versions of that on YouTube. It has not made an album yet, but might make like the third or fourth project.
Cool. Well, what's next for you?
Working on videos for YouTube. I'm trying to put out a weekly one, anything from tour vlogs to music videos to acoustic stuff in nature. Just focusing on putting out that, working on scheduling some shows and making the next album.
Have you been gigging around town?
Not since I've been back. Thinking about playing one here pretty soon, but I haven't booked anything for certain yet.
Well, that's great. Well, if there's any
drummers out there, get in touch with me. I need a drummer in Juneau.
All right, you heard it here first. Love Stroke is looking for their next big drummer. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, and thank you for playing some tunes and sharing the music with us. Where can we go to find out more or keep an eye on what you're getting up to?
LoveStrokeMusic.com. All links are available there.
Excellent. All right, we're going to go out on your track, Define Gold. Do you want to set it up for us?
Define Gold, it's a metaphor about finding happiness.
All right. Thanks for joining me today, Ben Love.
Thanks
of
for
Love
having
Stroke.
Me.
Got to find gold, love, fun soul, and chop the hot glow. Light storm, ignite the night moon. I'm on the right side, beside the right bones. I'm a well-run.